From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
724, 64 degrees. It's a little different with the headphones on, isn't it?
It's nice.
It is. And then you can hear everything going on in the background. It's cool. We have assistant high school principal and director of safety and mental health, Jess Goodnow. Is it Goodnow or Goodnow? Because I've heard it both ways.
Well, it's Goodnow.
Goodnow.
But I answer to Goodnow. Well, Mrs. Goody, some of them call me.
Oh, really? So. Okay, Mrs. Goody. I like it. That's very cool. Welcome. It's your first trip in for Wildcat News.
Yes, the school year is off and running.
It is. So tell us about it. The first, what, month? Are we
the
in
first
a month,
month
yet?
Yes, we are. We are almost there. You know, there's always a honeymoon period with students when they come back from the summer months where, you know, they're excited for their classes and they're meeting their new teachers. They're checking out all the new spaces, especially in the high school. We've gotten some updates basically every school year that I've been here. But now, you know, a month in, you're feeling the pinch of assignments that you got to keep up with and early mornings. And some of our students are in so many activities too that they spend just about as much of time as I do in the building with early morning marching band or weightlifting, and then finishing the day at musical practice. So, you know, we get to the point where the honeymoon ends, mm-hmm. and this is real life. So with our high schoolers, though, a lot of them do a really nice job of prioritizing their day and making sure they just keep up with things however they figure it out. You know,
sure.
those moments at lunch or, you know, in the breaks of musical practice, I've seen them all find just some ways to keep on top of all of what they have to do.
Sure. Yep. The extracurricular activities and the academics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the middle school and the high school being attached, the transition into like 9th, 10th grade, all that stuff. I mean, is that pretty easy?
Oh, it's a great staff to work with in the middle school. And part of the 8th grade curriculum is a class called Transition to High School. So they figure out, you know, we have requirements when it comes to how many classes that they get in order to graduate. There's 48 credits that they have to have, but it's broken down into math and science and language arts. So that's part of the 8th grade curriculum, is that every 8th grader fills out their course plan. And, you know, can you imagine when you're 13, 14 years old, like, oh, this is what I'm going to take. So it's a rough idea of what they might do in high school. But that's something that our 8th grade team in the middle school handles really well. And, you know, the importance of grades comes into play. And it's a tough conversation when, you know, you've gone through the school system K-7 and grades have, whether they matter or not, that's how I'll say it. In eighth grade, it really becomes more important to them in order to be successful as a freshman. You know, an F really hurts our freshmen at semester, knowing that they have to retake something. So that is part of that transition between the buildings. And we're lucky, you know, we're attached. A lot of our middle school sports use our high school facilities, so they have that comfort level when they come into the building. And we have some shared teachers too that really help with the friendly face in the building, because that's tough when you come right in and you're the stranger. You know, you don't know anybody. But
when I was in high school, we graduated with 176 in our senior class. Do you know what the number is for this senior class?
We have about 120.
And that's
about the typical range in our 9th through 12th grade right now. We do have a bursting middle school class. I believe it's the 6th grade that has over 130 right now. But yeah, that's about between 100 and 120 is the class sizes here at Humboldt.
Transition back to school went smoothly, it sounds like. Tell us about the safety and mental health area that you're in charge of. Are you seeing any trends? I mean, what kind of things and programs do you have in place for the balance of the school year?
Well, safety is always the number one priority when you drop off your sweet kiddo. You want them to be safe during the day. And we, as we have a district crisis team, that there are representatives from each building. We have great community support from the hospital, emergency management. Our school resource deputy attends those meetings too, but our district crisis team really guides the ship as to what we want to move forward in, whether that's my first couple years, we worked on aligning our crisis manual with what we're actually doing in the building, and making go kits for if we do have to vacate our classrooms and go to our relocation sites. But now, safety-wise, we're moving into reunification. So it's a big word, but it really just means if we can't dismiss at school and we're at a relocation site, we want to be able to reunify families with their students in a safe and orderly way. So that's our big goal, to figure out, like, what does that look like of doing dismissal in a place that's not our school building? And a lot of schools have had to do this for really heavy, sad reasons. But there are also reasons that you relocate because of building breakdowns, you know, a gas leak, a flood in the building. Those times you just want to have that orderly system for picking up your most treasured possession of mm-hmm. your kids. So safety wise, that's kind of our big goal. Mental health wise, we partner really well with Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Has two school based therapists that come to our building, and then the Heart of Play here in Humboldt has also two therapists that come onto our school campus and meet with students that instead of traveling and having parents take off, they meet us where the students are and work on whatever the student might be struggling with. We don't always know what students are going through, and if there are ways that we can help them during the school day, we try our best. But school-based therapists are that next step to really get to the heart of what they might be going through. So I'm really thankful for that partnership. We've got great people that come to our building and work on those skills that they need in order to cope with what they're going through and just thrive in their place that they might be in.
Sounds like it is. I mean, the summer is busy for you. I know that you get some time off, but I know you're looking at different programs, implementation, meetings, all that. It's really a year-round position for you.
Oh, yeah. And it's with high school, events are always happening that we want to support our students and see how they're doing in their summer activities. But yeah, summer is that time to, you know, we're planning for the next school year in February and March. But summer is the time for administrators to really get their feet stable underneath them, so that when August hits and teachers are coming back, that we have what's in place for them for the upcoming year. So yeah, summer is busy, but we are encouraged, though, especially here in Humboldt. Mr. Murray's great at encouraging us to take that time off in order to be with our families and reset and, you know, be ready for all of the late nights, you know, at Fort Dodge and the torrential downpours, or, you know, other times when, you know, we feel like we don't have a minute to do anything during the day. We have those times in the summer that we look back to and recharged us.
How long have you been in your position then?
This is my third year here at Humboldt. I worked at Gilmore City Bradgate Elementary before, so I've been in Humboldt since 2019. But yeah, I've been at the high school. This is my third year. So this senior class was sophomores when I got here. So I'm really excited to see them walk across that stage in May.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Anything else that you wanted to cover? Anything else for the good of the cause?
I'm really thankful for Humboldt and how they support our students. I think that's what we always look for, is a supportive community. And I know that this year especially has started off really tough with the national things that are going on. And I really value the support of our families that know that we are doing our best every single day to keep students safe and also to set them up for success. So that's just my final thank you to everybody listening this morning.
I wish you the best this year. I know we're just at the beginning of the year. Assistant high school principal and director of safety and mental health, Jess Goodnow. Thank you. Appreciate it. I know you're off to school. Thanks for your time this morning. This has been Wildcat News on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt, brought to you by Northwest Bank.